FM 90.3 WJTL Meredith Andrews, not for a moment after all. Shane and Shane's Living Water before that. Hey, good morning to you. It's 7:03. Ellie and Fred hanging out with you on this Winning Wednesday.
Yes, good morning. It is Winning Wednesday, and we're teaming up with Stone Gables Estate in Elizabethtown this week to celebrate. Listen all day for opportunities to win a pair of tickets to their Winter Express train. Details at our contest blog at WJTL.com. And it's coming up soon.
Yeah, very soon. Today, our very special guest from Kavad Performing Arts, the Artistic Director of Ballet Theater, Stephanie Morales. Good morning to you, Stephanie.
Good morning.
So wonderful to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Love to say hi to my nephew, Malachi, if you're tuning in this morning, and my family and friends. Good morning. It's an early one.
And this morning, you and Ellie were bonding over Adventures in Odyssey. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. We love Adventures in Odyssey.
Yes, we do.
So you actually used to practice the voices. Will you do the voice for us?
Oh, my word. Yes. If you're listening, Adventures in Odyssey, find me. Hi, this is Chris, and welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
You guys even remembered the phone number, which is cracking me up.
Oh, my word, yes.
That was awesome. Well, we're not here to talk about that. But I do think since today is celebrate your unique gift,
you know
and
there you go.
You could do, that we should celebrate that.
That's so true.
That's why I thought I would.
Yeah.
But we're here to talk about Kavad. Tell us about Kavad Performing Arts.
Yeah, so Kavad Performing Arts is a dance and acting, basically an arts studio in New Holland and now also in Mannheim at Supply. And we're a Christian faith-based organization that are just really here to raise the standard in godly artistic expression and just to bring the arts back to Christ, which is like what it was intended for originally.
Yeah. And so what are some of the different disciplines that you teach there?
Oh, me personally, I teach dance, and specifically within dance, I'm doing ballet, contemporary, jazz, modern, you name it, I'm doing it.
So cool.
And Kavad has other things that they're teaching too, not just you.
Right, yeah, we have a lot of really great staff. And yeah, I'm just so excited about where Kavad is going and the growth that we've experienced. But we also offer theater and acting classes and voice lessons and music lessons. So if you're looking for something in the arts in a place that's going to lift you up and just bring you back to Christ, then we're here.
Yeah, kavad.org. You can get all the info on that. But you're here to talk about your ballet that you guys are doing. Tell us about that.
Yes. So Wonder is our Christmas ballet. It's actually a show that I wrote and choreographed.
What? How cool is that?
It's so awesome.
It's such a godsend. It's like, yeah, it's amazing. And so that is happening December 3rd through 5th and December 10th through 12th.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So why the title Wonder? How does that play into the show?
Ooh, good question. Mm-hmm. So Wonder is a story of two orphan children, Gracie and Nick, who are Christmas Eve doing what they do as orphans and begging on the streets. And Gracie sees everyone excited about the holiday season, and she wonders, how can she find that joy for herself?
Oh, that's beautiful.
And so then she goes on, her and her brother go on this magical adventure led by three Christmas lights, Pixie, Flicker, and Twinkle, who lead them through a magical journey to find wonder and let me tell you.
This sounds amazing.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. So if folks want to see the show, how can they get tickets?
Yeah. You can visit kavad.org and they'll pop up right there. Wonder tickets available.
Very cool. We're going to talk more with Stephanie coming up about this very cool ballet called Wonder. So stick around for that. Also, we have music on the way. Crowder is next.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House.